Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
A lot of questions already pouring in, and we still have room, so send them at Bill is King. Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. He has had an excellent start. Brad, I was looking, and you can correct me. I think you're still around that 65 area percentage-wise winning.
Yeah, I mean, if we're counting all my bets, I'm up probably 200 bets, and, you know, I would say, you know, 65% is right around that area, and I think newsletters right around that, and same with the VIP. So everyone's on even keel. It's just, you know, different volume set for each group. But good start, but you're only as good as your last pick, Bill.
That is true. In that world, all the past winning is good, but it doesn't do anything for the future. It just you keep having to go up to the plate and get base hits, right?
Exactly. And, I mean, it's an industry that's, you know, changing with each passing year. So you can't necessarily always, you know, rest upon, you know, past history and whatnot, the past data samples, because it's changing. But we continue to move forward. We're on to Cincinnati.
Chubby here on Twitter. Brad, what do you think is the most intimidating tradition? Virginia Tech launch pad entrance with Enter Sandman, Penn State whiteout night with Zombie Nation, We Are Penn State chant, Florida State's Tomahawk Chomp, or others? Which one do you think's the most intimidating for a visitor?
It really depends on how good the team and the opponent is. I mean, meaning, you know,
true.
I would probably, in the 90s, I would have taken Florida State. And there, you know, there was a window there where maybe I'd have taken Virginia Tech, but right now I'd probably take Penn State. I mean, obviously the best of the three teams at this point. And, you know, that whiteout gets, you know, we'll see on Saturday night. I mean, it's, you know, Herbie goes to all the big time atmospheres, and I'll take his word for it that it's, you know, the most hostile environment in college football. And it looks that way coming across the TV set.
Mr. LC, Brad, do you like Georgia Southern plus 24 versus Arkansas? These are his bets, he says. Georgia Southern plus 24 and Georgia State minus 4 versus Charlotte.
I do like Georgia Southern plus 24. I've been waiting for that number to continue to creep up just because, you know, that was the expectation. Georgia Southern's off to a tough 0-2 start against the number. Arkansas's off that big-time blowout win over Texas. And, you know, I think it's kind of a flat spot for the Razorbacks. It's certainly a sandwich game. Yeah, I believe A&M's on deck for them coming off Texas. Georgia Southern played without their starting quarterback the first two games. So this is one I've kind of kept hush-hush, but I've been waiting for it to continue to climb. 24 is a bet for me. I already bet Georgia State earlier in the week. I think it's a very sharp play because, I mean, who would want to bet an 0-2 Georgia State team that has been destroyed their first two games against a 2-0 Charlotte team, both straight up and against the spread. So we've seen the money come in on Georgia State. I mean, number one, sharp players are usually only going to be betting a game like this. But the fact that it blew right through three, a key number, and really took some money, I want to say about 24 hours ago. I think Georgia State's probably one of the sharper picks of the week.
Jason down in Alabama, ask Brad, what's the injury situation for Bama and the Gators? And go ahead, Brad, and just tell everybody your thinking on that game.
Well, I haven't dived into it. I mean, a lot of the, when people ask me about injuries, unless it's cluster injuries or a quarterback, I mean, it just doesn't move numbers. And it might move numbers for other people. It doesn't necessarily move numbers for me. But, I mean, obviously the two key ones would be Anderson for Alabama, an outstanding linebacker. I'll dive into that a little bit today. I usually look at injury reports on Friday just because you get different updates throughout the course of the week. And then Florida, we'll see how healthy Anthony Richardson is after pulling up a little bit lame at one of those late touchdowns against South Florida, the quarterback for Florida. For me, a lot of the sharp money's on Florida. I disagree. I bet Alabama. In fact, I was very happy on Sunday morning. Somebody bet Florida off the opener, like plus 15. And you got to respect any big bet you get on a Sunday morning. So what the sportsbook did that I bet into, that they moved that line down to Alabama minus 13. I said, thank you very much. Roll Tide. Florida, to me, is too one-dimensional on offense this year. They don't have a down, vertical pass threat like they did in the SEC championship game a year ago. There is no Kyle Trask to throw the ball down the field. You don't have Kadarius Toney. Yeah, obviously, you don't have Kyle Pitts. So I think it's a better matchup for Alabama this year, and I'm not afraid to lay the, even at the current number, the 14.5.
Also, Brad, and Jeff, too, brought this up, and I haven't looked at the weather, but apparently there's about a 60% chance of rain. Does that change any of your thinking?
No, not really. I mean, it's more wind. It's got to be heavy, heavy rain, and I mean, for it to affect me, or it's got to be wind. Wind matters more to me than rain, unless it's extremely heavy. I mean, we're talking, a tropical storm type, downpour, monsoon, so... We haven't seen it affect the total. In fact, if anything, I mean, the numbers come up a couple of points throughout the course of the week on the total.
Josh reposted this, so he corrected his error from earlier. It's a parlay, and all I'm going to do is I'm going to read you. It's a six-teamer. I think I'm just going to quickly run through there, and you just tell me if you think that parlay's got a chance. I know you're not a parlay player, but here is his. He's got Michigan State plus... Let me make sure I'm reading. Yes, plus 6 in the Miami game. He's got Connecticut Army under 48.5. He's got Virginia Tech plus 3 West Virginia. He's got Virginia Tech West Virginia under 50.5. He's got IU plus 4 Cincinnati. Nebraska Oklahoma, Nebraska plus 22. And New Mexico and A&M, he's got A&M minus 29.5. Now, obviously we don't want you to comb through every game there, but is there one or two there that you would object to, or a bunch of them?
I don't object to any of them.
Wow.
I'm on every one of those sides. So, he's got an okay chance. I mean, I wouldn't personally bet it. And let me caveat this. I do parlays. It's something in Vegas. It's old school. It's called a parlay card. And they print them off throughout the middle of the week. And the thing why guys like myself play them, they're still numbers, especially in today's day and age where numbers move consistently. I parlay those still numbers, meaning, they're old numbers, so why not parlay them? If they're bad, you got bad information on the card, your expectation is positive on all those bets just because of the lines have moved. So that is the one time I do parlays. And as far as that parlay that he offered me, I mean, I bet a lot of those games at different numbers, but I'm certainly, in that direction on all of his legs of this parlay.
Early 80s, Brad, and this has probably been going on well before then, these guys that would drive around town, and they were the lunch mobiles, right? They go to work sites, and they would sell sandwiches, and I don't know if that's still a big deal. But those same guys that would have those lunch mobiles, lunch wagons, whatever you call them, also did parlay cards. And I remember I was somewhere, it was a parking lot, so I went and got a sandwich, and I grabbed a card, and I filled out a three-teamer that won me like $25. This is early 80s. I don't know if, but I've seen those parlay cards, but I don't know if they're out there as much as you said they're there in Vegas, but I don't know if on the streets they're out there as much as they used to be, particularly, Brad, with everything online.
Yeah, it's something that probably won't be around 10 years from now. It's a dinosaur, but
it's literally a sheet of paper.
Tell you that.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I do. I remember.
And you're right, Bill. They're just, you don't see that. I mean, in all the new territories with legalization, you just don't see it.
Right.
It's something that's still old school here in Vegas that, I mean, that's why I'm still here. I mean, it's teetering. I mean, I'm thinking about other options just because, but I still think, you know, the best place to make money in this game is still here in Las Vegas.
Hawkeye Jason, ask Brad about, and we'll get specific because this was on the parlay, the Sparty and Canes game. He asks, can Sparty win this one outright, Brad?
Well, I certainly think they can. I bet Sparty on the opener +8. It's through a very key number of 7. I expected money to come in on Michigan State. And a lot of times when I make bets, most of the time it's just going off my numbers, but then there's also, you know, what's going to get bet into this week. So I'm already looking to get in front of line moves, and this is one of them where my power ratings don't necessarily call for Michigan State to be a really good play, but I knew money would come in on Sparty. I like the matchup. I really like Michigan State, what they're doing offensively. If you look at yards per play, they're number 4 in the country. I mean, you did not see that under the previous regime, Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State averaging a number like that on yards per play. So they're much improved with Mel Tucker. You know, Miami hasn't looked that good. I mean, I bet Miami last week almost lost the game outright. So I do lean Sparty, even at the current number of +6.
Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Ask Brad first half lines that he likes. He wants you to approve or disapprove. Oklahoma -13, Cincinnati -2, Purdue +4.5, Stanford -6. He asks, any value in these bets, Brad?
I don't dive into too much first half. I mean, I have so much action as it is. Until the numbers tighten up, I don't look at it too much. I probably should, but I would say, you know, the one that I like probably the most would probably be Stanford. I'm not buying Vanderbilt, even, you know, that was a good win for Clark Lee in the program. I think Stanford moving to the new quarterback is just going to fundamentally change their team. So I'll take Stanford -6.
And apparently the big story this morning, Brad, is the Purdue big drum that is 10 feet tall, portrayed as the biggest drum in the world, can't get down the visitor tunnel, and Notre Dame's not going to let them take another entrance. That's the story today, Brad.
I don't know if you saw this,
but it's out there.
Yeah. I guess that another little, maybe chip on the shoulder, little brother for Purdue in that one.
I'm going to ask you about that game when we come back. More Brad Powers. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information. BradPowersports.com. Bill King tab. Just click it, but he'll be more specific. He'll tell you what you get. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic volume increase even more in the last few minutes on 24 coming in through the Joelton area. Still not too bad right now on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Just that typical heavy traffic coming in from Rutherford County. 1700 block at Ed Temple. That's one of the latest wrecks in North Nashville. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out now at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hello, I'm Greg Pope.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. Highs near 83 degrees. For tonight, still a chance of rain. Lows around 70 degrees. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, likely cloudy skies. Highs near 83. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Oh, got some news. Just, I'll get this out in the game back to Brad. Just talked to Michelle. Wayman is leaving the hospital today and going to rehab. That is incredible news. That's a Hail Mary pass at the end of the game from about 3 weeks ago when things looked pretty rough for Wayman. Anyways, Brad, that Purdue-Notre Dame game, give us your thoughts there. I think you got in right out of the chute plus 8, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can still find
7.5, 8
right now. I mean, wow. There's a lot of people that are in the pro-Notre Dame camp. I'm just not. I don't think Notre Dame's problems are something you fix overnight. I mean, offensive line is something that just doesn't get fixed. And maybe by the end of the season, they get that, you know, the line gets more experience. But when Toledo can sack you 5 times with a 4-man front with no exotic blitzing, I mean, you got issues on that offensive line. You already only returned 1 starter, and now you got a couple of tackles that are banged up. So I'm just not buying that, not buying what I've seen so far in the Notre Dame defense schematically. And just, I mean, I've watched Notre Dame football for 30 years. 3-man fronts don't work, with Notre Dame football. It just doesn't. So that's something, I don't know, can you change a scheme in a week? No, probably not. So, I mean, and the other thing for me, Purdue's better than Florida State, Purdue's better than Toledo. So unless Notre Dame plays by far their best game of the season, I mean, Purdue not only plus the points, but Purdue, you know, you sprinkle a little bit on the money line. So I'm betting Purdue, and maybe I lose this week. But I can tell you one thing, and a lot of people, get on me because I bang on Notre Dame. I get it. They've had a really good last 3-4 years. But, I mean, Notre Dame for a quarter century is one of the worst bets you can make in college football. Just that was the fact. I mean, it was like 42% against the spread over like a 200-game sample size. And I'll say this. When you look at Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, USC, North Carolina, that's the next five opponents, all in the top 30 of my power ratings, all with a bye prior to playing Notre Dame. If Notre Dame doesn't win this game, Bill, I mean, I think it's, bowl eligibility starts to become a little bit in question. So that's my thoughts on the overall state of Notre Dame right now.
Acknowledging that Jack Cohn has not been the problem, the passing game actually is one of the things that is good if they can keep him clean. He's getting hit a lot. But they did use Tyler Buchner, and it was effective. Did you like that, the freshman?
I did. Yeah, I did like that. And I'm not going to bag on Jack Cohn. And
right.
He's been one of the surprises, so he's not the problem. I get why they put in Buchner. So I thought that was actually some good coaching there. I mean, when your offensive line sucks, you got to get another run threat to confuse the opposing defense. The problem is, Toledo wasn't ready for that. You've never seen Tyler Buchner. Now there's film on Tyler Buchner, and they're going to have to get a little bit more complicated with that Buchner package. I mean, he just can't be running all the time. You're going to have to throw off of that and, really utilize the RPOs. But, yeah, I like that package, and Buckner's probably going to get – I mean, my expectation would be he gets a few series in this game as well.
Major moves over West Virginia. Ask Brad, is Georgia a lock to cover this week, or will we see Georgia be Georgia?
Well, there are no locks, I can tell you that. I mean, there's so many times I lose, I bet USC minus 10 against Stanford. How'd that work out? The line closed 17. I mean, I had no prayer whatsoever. I mean, there are no locks. There just aren't. I don't want to lay 31.5, not with Georgia's quarterback situation. Both top two guys are less than 100%. I certainly don't want to bet South Carolina because I'm not sure, how much they can score. I'm not sure if they can get to 10 points, Bill. So I took the under. That was one of my favorite totals of the week. Went under 48. And that one is where I'm going in that game. 31.5 is a lot with Georgia. I know they had no issue covering it last week against UAB, but South Carolina's got a really good defense.
Jordan earlier is a big Purdue fan. He called the show. And Dan up in Indiana tweets, Brad, do you think the amount of Purdue fans heading to South Bend this weekend lessens the home field advantage for the Irish?
Yeah, that's something I haven't talked about. But, yeah, I'd probably expect at least 20,000 Purdue fans there. So, you saw how pathetic the crowd was for Notre Dame last week. They're expecting a full house. Well, who's going to fill in those extra seats? It's going to be Purdue fans. So, it's their first trip to South Bend in quite some time. They should be excited. I mean, their team's off to a 2-0 start. So, yeah, I do lessen Notre Dame's home field advantage because of it.
30 for 30, Grant, big Georgia fan, and we touched on this earlier, but between Daniels and Stetson Bennett, he wants to know who you think they're going to start at quarterback, and I don't know if there's a good answer for that.
Yeah, I don't have a clear-cut answer. Like the Alabama-Florida game, what I do on my, if you want to get into the work schedule for Brad Powers, Friday afternoon, evening, I go over, all 130 teams' injury reports just to get the latest information and see. I'm not sure that they know at this point. Obviously, there's a big difference as far as between Daniels and Bennett. It's at least a 3-4 point gap. But I think it's appropriately priced in the line right now as far as the questionable status of both of those guys. So I'm not running the window betting either South Carolina or Georgia at this point.
Late Norman Buckeye over North Carolina, a big Buckeye fan, obviously, but he wants to know how you determine your top picks of the week, each week.
How do you
come up with a conviction?
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent question, and it's something, you struggle with on a yearly basis because, I'm not afraid to make bets. I bet because I think I have an edge. The problem that I've always run into is cutting it down where, I can't give out 100 bets. I just can't do it. So I have to cut it down to, newsletter gets my top five college each week. And then VIPs, 10 to 15 plays each week. So cutting down that process, I'm not sure that there's an exact formula. I would say the biggest thing would be, just a disparity in my power ratings. because, I mean, I really trust my power rankings more than ever now. So, I mean, if I get a big enough disparity between what my power rating is on the game and what the actual line is, I mean, that's going to be a play. So, I mean, that's basic 101 right there, but that usually is the deciding factor there.
Practical picks checking in. And this person wants to know, Brad, how often do you bet team totals, whether it's a full game, halftime, or quarters, what have you? And do you think Michigan is able to put up 22 in the first half against the Huskies?
Yeah, I mean, that's getting into more derivative betting. I don't have the bankroll for it now. I mean, it's a really legitimate question. I'm sure that will change over the next 5 to 10 years for me, that I'll get involved. But I would say, you know, what do derivatives, team totals, you know, first half and all that, what does that represent on my total betting? Probably 5%. I don't get into them because I feel like I have enough of an edge just on sides and totals still to this day where I don't try to overcomplicate it. And until, you know, I move away from the actual giving out picks to customers, those aren't readily available for everybody. Until I move away from the customer side of things, I'm just not going to, you know, get it too involved with it. And plus, when you're already making, 100 bets a week, I mean, I just don't have, I mean, just personally speaking, I don't have the bankroll to make another 50 or so bets each week getting into derivatives.
The LSU Central Michigan game, what number are you looking at right now, and do you see a chance for an upset?
I did bet Central Michigan plus 21. I'm not like reading the tea leaves on LSU this year. I'm just not liking what I see. And I thought LSU would be one of the most improved teams in the country. Haven't liked either performance. Bet on LSU in both games. Lost both games. I also went over the total. I like Central Michigan's offense. I mean, they moved at will on Missouri and gave Missouri a relatively good game. LSU's offensive line, you know, concerns me, the issues there, but went over the total, but my preference there would be Central Michigan plus 21. I didn't go crazy on it when I made an early week bet on it. It's not one of my favorites, but that's where I went. I'd still lean Central Michigan.
Is Jim McElwain, the job he did out at Colorado State, obviously won the East twice, at Florida, the whole shark hoax thing was embarrassing. He got caught in a lie talking about threats, and it ended poorly. Did that, though, misread nationally his ability as a head coach? Was he a little unfairly criticized just as a coach, in your opinion?
Yep. I couldn't have said it better myself, though. I think nationally speaking, I mean,
because he got brutalized.
Yeah, he did. I don't think he's that bad of a coach. I think he's good X's and O's. I mean, you saw he inherited a terrible Central Michigan team. I mean, they got to the MAC championship game in year one. 2020 was just a fluke of a year, especially in the MAC, where, I mean, they were the last conference basically to start. So I took last year's results with a grain of salt. But yeah, he's got it, you know, going pretty good there. I mean, I expect Central Michigan to be a top 4 or 5 team in the MAC. So, I think he's a well above average coach if you're stack ranking him nationally.
And you know what? Maybe he's not cut out for a brand and a big brand like Florida. Maybe that's not his thing. If they want you, you got to go because it's a hell of a job. But maybe that's not his gig. You know.
Agree.
That's not for everybody. PTS, here's more questions on this. PTS Lax. Brad, what does Purdue have to do to win this thing straight up? Notre Dame game.
Well, I'd get after the quarterback. I mean, just like what the first two teams did, Florida State and Toledo. I mean, and I don't think you have to get that exotic. So Carl Aftis off the outside for Purdue, an outstanding defensive end. I mean, Notre Dame, usually turnovers are random. But watching Notre Dame, I mean, they're not so random when your offensive line is getting beat and the quarterback's getting hit. So and that's step one. I mean, Purdue has to find a little bit of balance offensively. I know they're running backs out for quite some time. They don't have to run for even, you know, if they get to 100 yards, I think that's a very successful day for them. So they have to show some balance on the offensive side of the ball. And, I mean, just winning the turnover battle like Toledo did. And, I'm fully expecting a close game. So whatever quarterback makes a play in the fourth quarter, I think it will ultimately determine the outcome.
We mentioned Purdue's not allowed to bring the big drum in there, 10-foot-tall drum, because of the Darrow tunnel coming out onto the field from the visitor side. Notre Dame said, we're not going to let you come in another entrance. Mississippi State's been told, and here's a question about that game, that you can't bring the cowbells to Memphis, to the Liberty Bowl. Memphis is not happening. You're not doing that. That had some people hit me up, Brad, early in the week. But here's the question, Royal Payne. Brad, curious about the Memphis offense versus Mississippi State. He says, over and under at 64, does Mississippi State-NC State game result make the total too high, or will both teams light it up?
Well, I hope they score a little bit, because my favorite totals bet I made on Sunday was over in this game. I went over 58.5. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about that bet at this point in time. You're going to get a lot of possessions. You know, more possessions, more opportunities for scoring. I do think Mississippi State's defense is underrated. Memphis's defense is no good. I mean, they gave up 680 yards last week. So, I mean, Mississippi State's going to have success offensively. The question is, how much success does Memphis have in this one? I think they're perfectly capable of putting some points on the board, Mississippi State. We saw Louisiana Tech already do that this year. I just thought NC State was probably a little too overrated coming in that game, being a favorite at Mississippi State. So, I think the current total of 64 is about right. I put it right at 65, so maybe, you know, a pizza, you know, Little Caesars, $5 hot and ready on the over at this point. But, yeah, I am expecting scoring in that one. One of my favorite bets was on the over earlier this week.
Probably 90 seconds into the break. Rob in the 540. Ask Brad about the Hokies +3 versus the couch arsonists. That's what he calls West Virginia. I haven't heard that. I've seen burning couches on Twitter down there at games, but I've never heard them called that. But go ahead.
Well, 3 is a really good number because that got wiped out yesterday because it's pretty much 2.5 across the board right now. So, yeah, I mean, a key number of 3. I bet Virginia Tech +3. I think the game should be picked. I think they've shown me to be a little bit better than West Virginia so far this season. To me, you know, 3 was a little too much for West Virginia in that game. But this is how important, you know, a half point is. If you were to ask me right now, do I make the bet on Virginia Tech +2.5? I don't do it. I mean, that was purely, I take +3, I don't take +2.5. And that's going to be my recommendation here.
Brad, we're heading to a break. Tell everybody how they can get your info.
BradBauerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can check out some past issues of my newsletter. If you like what you see, then you can sign up for the rest of the season. It's NFL, it's college, it's all the way through the Super Bowl. You get it sent to you each and every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time for you folks in Nashville. Check it out at BradBauerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
I can tell you folks what I'm going to ask coming out of the break. I'm not going to let it get any further into the show. I probably should have asked it earlier. That would be Auburn at Penn State. Yeah, that needs to be addressed immediately, and we'll get him to do it as we continue. Omni, Nashville, Hotel.
Morning traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here on I-40 at DeMubbery and Broadway, right through the heart of downtown. Still a lot of radar up and down 65 through parts of Williamson County, Murray County this morning. Still looks good through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 coming in towards Nashville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures, you can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game, FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Brad with us, BradPowerSports.com. Happy Valley Whiteout. Auburn plays there. And I believe, Brad, the number I saw was -6, -6.5. You may have a cleaner number than that. I need
to stay, but yeah.
Go, hey, Brad, start over. I don't think we had you pulled up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. It's down to -5, so it's moved against me. We've seen Auburn money the last 24 hours. I disagree with that. I like Penn State in this matchup for a couple reasons. Number one, you mentioned the whiteout. I mean, the reason being why I think it'll be pertinent in this matchup is, I mean, Auburn hasn't played in front of an atmosphere like this in 2 years now. I get it that, you know, the program is used to playing in front of rabid SEC crowds, but again, you had limited crowds last year. You obviously haven't played in front of, you know, a hostile environment so far this year. And speaking of that, I mean, Auburn hasn't played anybody worth a lick. I mean, literally, maybe the easiest strength of schedule of any team in the country so far. So all those outstanding stats they put up, I mean, I take those with a grain of salt. On top of it, I mean, I just, you know, Bo Nix has never performed well on the road. He just hasn't at Auburn. So, I mean, for those three reasons, I like Penn State. And I also think, you know, the outside skill position talent or lack thereof at wide receiver for Auburn, this would be a game that might hurt them. And I just think, I just don't understand the line move, Bill. I expected this line to be Penn State -7 or more, 7, 7.5. And the fact that it came down, I mean, so you always got to worry that a line goes against you. But in this case, man, I'm pretty comfortable with Penn State.
B1G Kurt up in Minneapolis. He says, Bob Steakhouse on Maryland minus 8. They play Illinois for everybody. And he says he likes the under in the Northwestern Duke game. He's got the number at 50.
Don't bet 8 with Maryland if you haven't made that bet yet. Because, I mean, you could clearly get 7. I'm indifferent on that one. I mean, Peters does come back as the starting quarterback for Illinois. I'm just not used to laying a touchdown on the road with Maryland in Big Ten play. So, if anything, I'd probably lean Illinois there. Especially if you gave me 8 right now, I would take Illinois. I would bet you personally at plus 8 on Illinois just because it's a bad number. On the other total there in the Northwestern Duke game makes total sense. Both teams to me are more under, especially Northwestern. I mean, just it hasn't been that impressive so far, but defensively they got their act together a little bit last week. So, yeah, I would lean under on that number there.
Rob in the 210 wants you, and you talked about it a little bit earlier, but give him your quick assessment on the Vandy getting 11 or 12 at home versus Stanford.
Yeah, I lean Stanford. I did bet them minus 9, and I thought that was cheap. Vanderbilt got the win last week, but it was kind of fluky. They got outgained by 100 yards. You know, Colorado State missed a couple field goals, turned it over inside the 5-yard line. Vanderbilt looked much better, but still didn't look that great to me. Stanford did look the part. I think a lot of it is with Tanner McKee. I mean, David Shaw started the wrong quarterback to start off the season. So, it's not, I'm not a huge fan of laying double digits with Stanford, but I do lean that way. I made the game 14.
Josh, ask Brad about Northern Illinois versus Michigan. I'm thinking UNI plus 27.5 and also the under 54 was what he said.
You know, I bet almost half the games on the board. This wasn't one of them. I probably should have laid 24 with Michigan looking at my numbers when they opened up, but I don't want to get too involved. I mean, Michigan, I think it's kind of a flat spot for them coming off the big performance against Washington. Northern Illinois has just been so topsy-turvy. I mean, they've looked, outstanding at some points in games, like a team that's going to go to a bowl game. And then other parts, that they just don't look the part. So, I don't know, man. Harbaugh likes to grind these teams in the dirt. So, I mean, when he's got an advantage, a la when he did against Western Michigan in the opener, and Western Michigan's a much better team than Northern Illinois, and I mean, that didn't work out so well for betting the Mac in that one. So I'm just not betting this one side or total.
Shy and LaMelo Ball fan tweets, ask Brad about the line in the Nevada versus Kansas State game, not moving even after the news of Kansas State going with a backup quarterback. He says, cheers from Brazil. This is from Brazil, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, it was already priced in. So, I mean, the expectation was he was going to be out. So when that line opened up, Nevada favored. I mean, that was already built in the line that, Kansas State would be without their starting quarterback because, Kansas State would be favored if Thompson was playing. I can just tell you that for a fact. I mean, probably maybe even, almost a field goal favorite. It's been built into the number since it opened on Sunday. With Nevada as the favorite there. So that's why you haven't seen any line movement. Tough one. I mean, this is one where I'd take 3 with either team. I mean, if you told me it went up to 3 with Nevada, I'd take Kansas State. I mean, if, say Thompson was playing and Kansas State was a 3-point favorite, I'd probably take Nevada plus 3. I mean, if anything, I'd lean under 50.5 at this point. I think Nevada's defense doesn't get enough credit because the offense gets all the headlines. I think Kansas State's going to have to keep the scoring down, obviously, to stay in it. And I'm just not a big, huge fan of Will Howard, from what I saw last year with Kansas State as a quarterback. So under 50.5 would be my preference.
Brad, got one more question. We need to get another plug for your newsletter. Alan down in Tampa, ask about the Noles Wake Forest game. Quick read on that one.
Yeah, it's a sharp line at 4.5. So, I mean, a lot of people betting Florida State. Well, who in the hell would want to bet Florida State after what happened last week? So, 4.5 is very fair. I'm surprised it wasn't higher, to be honest with you. And then as far as the website, BradPowerSports.com, yeah. Bill King's at the top of the page.
Perfect stuff, my friend. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Yep.
There you go. There he is. Mr. Brad Powers. We pack it in there, y'all. We pack it in there tight. Never get to the end, but we got as many in there as we could. Hope you absorbed it. Anyways, we'll take the break. I'm going to repeat the Uwayman news, too. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here on I-40 at DeMubbery and Broadway, right through the heart of downtown. Still a lot of radar up and down. 65 through parts of Williamson County, Murray County this morning. Still looks good through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 coming in towards Nashville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, honey, got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just a dollar and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
We've got ourselves a real gem here.
Take it from the experts. The new September Instant Games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. Highs near 83 degrees. For tonight, still a chance of rain. Lows around 70 degrees. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, likely cloudy skies. Highs near 83. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Wayman update. Just to repeat, he's leaving the hospital today. That's incredible. He's heading to rehab. This has turned out very well. I was worried. Probably don't want to tell you how worried I was, but with his health issues, his lack of support, meaning he didn't have any family around him or lives alone and all that, and now you're in the hospital. And then they got to give you oxygen. Now, It never got past that, but we are very, very fortunate here with this news. This is incredible news. Also, Just Business said, Bill, I hate to tell you this, but Notre Dame's my biggest bet this weekend, meaning he bet against them. No, I don't live emotionally with any team. I just like Notre Dame. But whether they're good or bad is not a thing for me. Matter of fact, if I was a bettor, and I bet, what did I bet last weekend? I bet the Pitt game, -3.5 Tennessee, and I had Arkansas plus the points in the Texas game, +5.5. And then I blew it on the Titans the next day like an idiot. But anyways, if I was somebody who really bet, you know what I mean, I'd probably be Notre Dame's easy to fade, and particularly this year. Now, again, I don't have anything on it, but that's not a big deal at all to me. But yes, very, very just fantastic news on Wayman. Jim down in West Palm, got a couple of minutes here left. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, that's what I'm calling about Wayman. That is awesome news. Man, we've been all pulling for him and, you know, texting him and hanging out. And, you know, I mean, like you said, it's not easy for someone in Wayman's condition to get that. And, I mean, that's the best news ever that he's, you know, getting up, moving on and feeling better. And I'd like to reiterate what Bob and Kevin said. You know, a lot of times these GoFundMe things, like, you know, I'm very weary of them because they can be scams. You know, Wayman needs our help, and whatever you can give, if it's $10 or whatever, you know, help the guy out. He's going to have considerable medical bills here that he's not going to be able to do, you know?
Right. Right. No, very good point. Yeah, we're just celebrating the good news, man. It's good.
Yeah, it's tough. I got a buddy of mine who's doing really bad from it right now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it works out for him too. So, I don't know, Bill, am I going to be like, so I'm so not knowing what kind of game I'm going to see from my Noles this weekend. I could see us winning by 20 or me into the popcorn 10 minutes into the game. You know, it's crazy.
Allen in Tampa just tweeted the topic you're on. He says, I have an abusive relationship with my football team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all us hardcore people, you know, we're going to – it is. It's like a abused wife the way we are. But, you know, we're going to stick it out. And, I mean, I get where Allen's coming from, is that Allen spends a lot of money on the product, and if they're not performing, you know – then you're not going to spend your money there. But Allen's going to stick with the Noles no matter what. He didn't run off to, you know, another team or anything, and he never will be because that guy's Nole-blooded like myself, you know. But I have no idea what's going to happen here. I mean, I honestly think we could smoke them, or we could be smoked, like, really quickly. And if that happens, I'm going to be into the popcorn like you would not believe.
By the claw fence. By the Dave Claw fence.
Oh. Well, that's what I worry about. Claw, that guy, you know, he runs a different type of offense.
It's actually better than I give him credit for. Yeah, he's done a pretty good job there.
Well, you know, you're thinking of him at Tennessee, and that was Fulmer's issue, you know.
Right.
At Wake, he's been good, and he runs some interesting stuff. And you know what I think of Adam Fuller? That guy's a joke, you know.
Right.
And I could see him having that defense all messed up. I mean, so maybe it's time that Norvell gets out there and does some of his stuff, get these guys on offense, and we can win a freaking shootout, you know? Something needs to be done. But either way, I'll stick with the Noles forever. You all give the Wayman if you can, whatever you can, and you all have a great weekend.
Be safe there, Jim. Josh Bidness, who's heading down to Gainesville for the game, says, Bill, you're wrong about Wayman. He's got a big family, the BKS family, the Bill King Show family. Well, yeah. And that is why we're all so fortunate, because he does have a family. I was just referring, obviously, to his home situation and his health issues, but I got to tell you, I was worried about everything concerning him. And remember, there were a few days where it was rough. There was one day where Michelle was talking to him, and he could only talk for maybe 30 seconds because talking fatigued him. He could not talk and breathe adequately. Now that's where we were at. So this news is just phenomenal. At Patton_Cook on Twitter. When you dial us up, when you hear everything, that's him. He's pushing all those buttons, making it happen. At Bill is King on Twitter. Market man, it's September, and S&P is bloody red, minus 24. Just yucky yuck. That turkey gumbo stuff made me hungry from earlier today. I'm going to go in there and look, but it's all gone. That's unfortunate. What we're going to cook, I don't know, because that's on Sunday. I can't tell you. High school ball tonight. That's number one, y'all. And don't get any wise guy ideas in short Tesla. Lodge Bob.
WPDQ. Thanks, Carl.